your bachelor boy until my dying day. Bachelor boy until my dying day. Well, I don't know about Mick, but I certainly am. Mick's going down in 10 minutes from now. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Anyway, it's all very exciting. Jan's just arrived on board. She looks really beautiful. Graham Webb will be commentating all the way through the marriage sermon. You'll hear the marriage sermon live on Radio Caroline North. And I'd like to say a very big hi to all the folks who just escaped from the slave caves, and you're in time to hear Mick and Jan get married. It's all rather exciting because very shortly they'll be climbing for the first and final time, as you might say, the Stairway of Love. Hence, Marion Ryan comes on the show. Another flashback in time on your royal ruler spinning in on Mick's 3-6. The time, 9 minutes to 5 o'clock. Do some climbing now, Marion. Action!
Come, my love, with me. Take me by the hand. And we soon will be in a magic...
Well, open up your heart and let this fool rush in.
Oh, let this fool rush in, baby. Believe you me, he's no fool at all. If you could see Jan Terry, she's absolutely delicious. Hey, everything's happening on Radio Caroline. We've got about 500 reporters out here, television cameras, and guess who? Guess who? We've got the one and only Paul and Richie out of the crying shades. They're here on... Just shout hi from over there, fellas.
Oh, hello.
Anyway, they're with us, Paul and Richie, out of the crying shades. And, well, you know who Paul and Richie are, don't you? Of course you do. We played the record once, and I don't see why. I don't see why we shouldn't. I don't. We'll be doing an interview with Paul and Richie later on, but right now, sing it. Fellas, come on.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down. Remember now.
Bringing the time to 20 minutes to go before 6 o'clock on Radio Caroline North. There's the Ashes to Ashes record from the Mindbenders. Great big head over in the States and also on the countdown this week at number 16. Yeah, we're growling for you again. We're growling like nothing on earth.
Hi, Tiger.
Hiya, kitten.
Meow.
Not long to go, ladies and gentlemen. Believe you me, we've been promising all afternoon, but honestly, we just haven't known what's happening. We haven't even been able to see the Isle of Man because of a mist around the ship. But now everybody is on board, barring the bride's folks. Mr. and Mrs. Turret aren't here. Murphy Surf isn't here. But one or two people have yet to come out, and they're being brought out right now. And then we'll be carrying on with the marriage sermon at long, long last. Poor old Mick. What a lot of trouble he's had to go through to get married. Here's Teresa Duffy, and you're free to go. Mick loves it. Very soon now. Nobody allowed me. Oh, that's life, isn't it?
You're free to go.
Seem to be getting quite a lot of records about marriage and gooey kind of love things, you know. Anyway, there's Jim Reeves at number 4 on the countdown, our late great mate with distant drums. Very sad news coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Regarding Mick and Jan's wedding, very, very sad news. These bells are getting ever distant to Mr. and Mrs. Turret, Jan's mum and dad. We just had the sad news that Jan Turret's mum and dad cannot make the wedding. The plane has been cancelled until 7 o'clock. They're leaving Manchester at 7 o'clock, so it's impossible for them to get out here for the wedding service. So, Mr. and Mrs. Turret, very unfortunate, and our sympathies are with you. Nevertheless, we've got a message from Jan and Ray, both your sons, your daughter and your son, and they want me to tell you to make it to the reception at the cottage on the Isle of Man as soon as you get there. Okay? Okay, and this is the news now. This is the latest news that Ray Turret, who was to be the best man, is now giving Janet away. And Ray's younger brother is to be the best man. So there, Colin, Ray's younger brother, is being the best man. Quite a mix-up, but that's life out here in the middle of the ocean. So Mrs. Turret, so sorry, darling. But these words still apply to you and to all the other mothers over the world from Mr. Dave Berry.
Who's the one who tried your shoe when you were young and knew just when to come and see what you had done, Mama?
And for the latest happenings down in the lounge downstairs on Radio Caroline, let's go directly down to Mr. Graham Webb down there. Graham, over to you.
Thank you very kindly, Tony. I'm just down here in the lounge and things are, well, excitement is mounting because within the next 5 minutes or so, the big thing is about to happen. We're about to do the thing, as Mick would say. And we have many dignitaries here on board. Apart from dignitaries, we have disc jockeys and newsreaders. And we have here Don Allen. How do you feel about things that are happening?
I'm more nervous than Mick.
Yeah, are you really?
Can I have the rings, please?
The rings are now being handed to the captain. They are large gold bands, and they are etched all around. The ring has now been placed on Miss Janet Terrett's finger, and Janet in turn places the finger on William James Brown, otherwise known as Mick Lovesa.
I, Maarten Gips, captain of the Panamanian merchant vessel, MV Caroline, in the name of the Republic and by the authority vested in me, by the laws of Panama, now pronounce you man and wife.
The ceremony is now concluded. And we take you back to the studio.
Once again, we take you to the lounge of the MV Caroline, and here again is your commentator, Graham Webb.
Thank you very kindly, and back here in the lounge, it's pandemonium, I don't mind telling you. Janet and Mick are now legally and very lovingly wed. Janet, I think I must at least have a word with the bride. First of all, may I have a kiss? Beautiful. Janet, how do you feel? Married?
I don't know yet. Nervous, I'm shaking.
And then what about you, Mick?
I'm very happy, very happy.
The captain is asking for one moment's silence while we have a word with the bride and the groom. Now that the ceremony is all over, and as I said, it is legal and binding, not only in Panama, as it sounded, but in the whole world. And you two now have a very long and happy life, and I think all those gathered, there must be at least 100 people here, family, friends, of course, press, and, well, my goodness, I think we should have another 3 cheers for the bride and groom. How about it? Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip
hip! Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
And a return from Mick.
I'll tell you, I'd just like to say thank you so much to Captain Gibbs on behalf of Jan and myself, and of course to all the disc jockeys here, and all the crew, and of course to Ray for giving Jan away, and to Jerry Layton for being best man, and also to Daffy Don Allen for standing in for my parents. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Janet, what about your parents?
Well,
I'm no doubt listening.
Yes, well, I'm hoping we'll see them later on, you know, whenever.
Well, there you are. So, and Captain Gibbs, this is undoubtedly the very first time you've performed such a ceremony. How did you feel?
Well, to tell you the truth, Graham, I felt a little nervous, but it's all over now, so that's fine.
Fine. Well, we'll take you back to the studio and have some very appropriate music.